It's August 14th, 1977. Kristen is now 18 months old, and she will see if she'll talk for us a little bit. What's that, Kristen? What is that you got, huh? What is that?
Is that a doggy?
Yeah.
That's not a doggy.
Chicken.
Huh?
Chicken.
Is that your shoe?
Kristen, you like to play with the fish? No, old guys, we don't want to go outside and play with the fish, do we? Just look at the pictures. What's in here? Come on. What is this here? What is that? Daddy to show you.
Oh, you want it?
Okay.
Oh, Kristen. What do we have?
Kristen just woke up from a nap.
This is just it.
What?
This is
it. Was that right?
Got
it. What do you think of that?
Book.
Hmm? Is that a tape?
Huh?
What is that?
Bug.
Is it a bug?
Yeah, bug.
A bug?
Mm-hmm. The papa, the... Bug.
Bug.
Do you know any other words besides bug?
Yeah.
What words do you know?
Yeah.
What's this? What's this, Kristen? What's that?
Hey, I see it.
What is it, a shoe?
Yeah, so.
Is that Kristen's shoe?
It's a mother good. Look.
Yeah. You hear the clock?
Here's it. Back.
Where is it? Where's the clock?
What's her name? What's her name, Kristen? Who's this? Who's this lady here? Huh? Who's that? Is that Grandma? Is that Grandma?
What are these? Flowers? What's that? What's that? We made some relish. We made some pepper relish and it went pop.
Bah.
Mm-hmm.
Bah.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
Yeah, you got a little brother? What's your brother's name? You know Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, is that his name?
Eric.
Well, where is he?
He's taking a nap? Who else is in your family?
A flower.
Flowers, that's right.
Where's that?
Bug. Bug, I don't see a bug.
I don't see any bugs.
What's this up here? What's that?
It's a ring.
What? Is that a clock?
Look.
Yeah. Whatever that is. That's the refrigerator. What's that? Where's your book? Where's your book?
Dada.
Yeah, is that a monkey?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. What's this? What's that?
Balloon.
Yeah. Balloon. Is that a little? And what do we have here? Tiger. There's a frog. There's a frog.
Dad.
Yeah, frog. Oh, what's that? Squirrel.
puppy.
You see the nuts? Yeah, he's a happy squirrel.
How tickled.
Yeah. Now, what's this? Those balloons, too? Is that what you do with the balloon? You go, pfft.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is that? Look at that. What's that? Is that a cat?
Yeah.
Kitty cat? What does the kitty cat say? Say meow?
Come
here. What's this over here? Is that the little lamb? Yeah, he says, baa. He says, baa. That's the little lamb. He's sleeping, isn't he? What's that? Birthday cake. Is that a birthday cake? And here's a mouse. Yeah. Elephant. What's that? Butterfish.
When were you 5 and a half?
January 12th.
Do you go to school this year?
Yeah.
Have you been to our place in the mountains?
Uh-huh.
What's it like?
Well, you can see through the window. You can see the deer out the window over on this side. And on this side, you can see the tree. The tree.
And are there any ponds up there to go fishing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you didn't catch any fish, did you?
Uh-huh.
What'd you catch?
Three of them.
What kind?
I don't know.
Did you eat them?
I think so. And also, I went canoeing out to the island. Once in a really windy day.
What kind of day?
A really windy.
Windy day. Okay. Now, did you have your fishing box? What's it called?
Tackle box.
Oh, you changed that, didn't you? You used to call it something else, didn't you? Is it a tackling box?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see. Drink the liquor off the top of it.
Okay. Now, you been in summer camp? Day school?
Uh-huh. You mean a day camp?
Yeah, what was
yes.
that like?
We went to the zoo, and we saw these footprints all around to where you want to go.
Yeah. Footprints of what?
Like green bird feet, and brown elephant feet, and white horse footprints. And there's a bus that you can ride on.
Did you ride on the bus?
Uh-uh. They didn't have any money. That was my last day. But now we're all through.
And what are you going to do now? You going to take a trip?
Uh-huh. To Massachusetts.
What you going to do up there?
Oh, we're going to go swimming. We're going to go to the aquarium. And actually, we are... The way we get there is by train, and it's going to take 9 hours.
What about, who are you going to see up there? Are you going to see any relatives?
Uh-huh. We're going to see our cousins.
Cousins?
Uh-huh.
How many cousins you got?
I don't know. Lots.
Yeah. What are their names? You know their names? How old are they?
I don't know. I should kind of forget their names too.
This is November. See, November 19th, 1977. Victor and Hilda came by to see Noni and Nono, because Noni's down here because she broke her arm a week ago. She's talking pretty good.
Told you, well, there's a lot. Why can't you let him marry? I think it's silly, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He can settle it. She'll find
then
me.
He can settle.
Oh, and first of all, he asked me, do you have to marry him? I said, oh, no. I said, I don't have to marry him. He thought maybe I was pregnant or something. He said, oh, no. I said, oh, no. Well, then he said, you can wait. I said, no, we're not going to wait. And that's when everything started.
And how old were you then?
Well, I was, what, about 17, wasn't I, Ralph? When I was 17.
And how old was Ralph then?
26, weren't you? 25?
Ralph was 26.
He was 9 years older.
Yeah. 9 years older.
No, he's about 10 years older than I am.
And where was this in Pittsfield?
No, this was in Jewtown, Culver, Pennsylvania.
Jewtown,
Culver.
Culver, Pennsylvania. Culver, and we got married in Abensburg.
You married
and we got married, oh yeah, we got married in the, listen.
Was there a priest?
I got married twice.
You got married twice?
It should be good. In fact, I got married three times. The third time, who was it? Monsignor.
Oh, your 50th wedding anniversary.
My 50th anniversary was
up in New York.
The one that died. That what's
Bishop,
his name?
Spellman
married us. To say, I've got his signature at home.
50th anniversary.
That's the third time, but we got married twice without knowing it. See, it's in Italy.
In Italy, okay. Tell
you
me.
Go to the civil.
Oh, you
civil
have to go
first.
To the town clerk. Yeah.
Civil, and then yeah. You get married. Then you get married to the church. So we did that, so we went over to the church.
Oh, married in Italy?
In
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. So then in Pennsylvania, when we went to get married to the church, then the girl said, well, you people are married now. He says, you don't have to get married anymore. And I said, well, this is funny. I said, we went to the civil now. I said, we're coming to the Catholic church. And no, she said, you're married. The father's not home, but anyhow, you're married now.
You're married.
I said, well, okay, we're married. So we went on our honeymoon. When we came back from our honeymoon, his brother, everyone that came up from the store, five of the four of them beside him, everybody had said, you're not married, did you not? You didn't get married in the Catholic Church. I said, well, we did go to the Catholic Church. They refused us. They said we were married. He said, you're not married yet. So I started crying, and he was mad too. So we went back to church where we came from, and they married us again 15 days after. So we got married again. So what are you going to do about it? We were married twice.
15 days later.
How many?
And then we got married on our 50th anniversary. I've been living with that man 62 years. It'll be 63 years this January.
63 years. That's a nice start. How many children did you have?
Six.
Six children.
And I raised four.
And you had, of that, there were three girls.
Three girls, and I had four girls and two boys.
Yeah.
And this way I had one boy and three girls.
Now you have?
Correct.
I have 15 grandchildren. I would have had, well, Becky died, I would have had 19 grandchildren, but it's 18 now. And I have, what is it, seven great-grandchildren.
Yeah. Now, your daughters were Inez?
Inez, Aldo.
Aldo.
Viola.
Viola.
And Florence.
Florence. I bet you can't name your grandchildren.
Oh, yes, I can.
What are the names?
The grandchildren? Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you every
try
one
it.
Of them.
Now, come on, that's 19 or 18.
All right. Let's say Ines has Frank,
yeah.
She has Gloria,
yeah.
She has Christine, that's three, right?
Yeah.
Well, this one here,
Viola.
She has, Viola has three. She has Janet, she has Barbara, and she has Mike,
right?
And she had Becky Sue,
right?
Now, let's see, now Florence has got nine.
Oh, boy.
All right. The first one was, what's
Mike.
His name?
Mike.
The second one was Joan. The third was Anthony. And the fourth was Christopher, and then came what's your name?
Marianne,
and then Carol, and then
Laura.
Laura, yes, but there's one after that.
Oh,
what's her name? The young baby is Alexia. The other one is golly, Ned. Julie, not Julie.
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 Yeah,
Julie.
Julie.
That's right, Julie. There you are.
Terrific.
That's it.
I think that's fantastic.
Now.
Wait, Aldo.
And Aldo.
Aldo.
Aldo's got Sandra, Georgiana, Susie, and Lisa. And he lost the boys.
I think that's marvelous.
Yeah, and my great-grandchildren, I know here's the little one today here. I saw two of them. Is that right?
Eric.
One is
Eric.
Eric. I've got two Erics. I've got, yeah. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. and Kristen, whatever her name is. And then I have Eric and James. Mm-hmm. And then I have Tony's daughter, Heather. Mm-hmm. And then I have, that's all. Yeah, oh, right. Oh, there's Janet has the two.
And two, yeah.
Yeah. She has the Malina and Miguel.
Miguel.
So, Miguel.
So now you got Mike coming, and you have
and
Georgiana.
Mike coming now.
And you have Georgiana.
And then I have Georgiana. She's pregnant.
Mm. Well, I think that's fantastic that you could remember them all.
Oh, I remember them all. I love them all. Everyone.
I think that's terrific. Terrific.
I have to wait a while, you know, but it'll come to me.
No, I even forget Florence's kids because I said I saw them see them, you know. But mother remembers all of them.
And you know those children, they write to me.
Oh, sure.
I don't answer letters like I should, but they all write to me. One letter, did I actually read the last letter that girl that does this nun work, whatever it is?
Yeah, she has two of them doing religious work with.
She does religious work, but they're not nuns.
They work.
They
with
help the poor, the old. They go and help them to feed them and to do everything, and they're just like nuns. They pray three times a day. They came to see me. I felt like I was a saint.
Amelia, you know, you have such a marvelous memory. Now I'm going to test your memory.
Yes, dear.
Do you remember where you were born?
Oh, yes.
Where?
Caprino Veronese.
Near Verona?
Near Verona.
And what year? Give me the date.
Tell it. She doesn't want to.
Give me the at
so
least the date.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
98.
And what is the day?
26th of October. I'm a Scorpio kid. I can see through you
like that. You know me. Okay. Now I want to tell
you. Scorpio, they're the most secretive people there is.
Yeah.
And the best lovers.
Now I want you to tell me if you remember the day of your first communion.
The day of my first communion was in. Yes, I do. Because my father, he took me over to school over there, and he had a teacher that taught me all the Latin prayers.
Yeah.
Because here in America, we were going to town to town, you know, because he had different business, and I never got to go. So I was made my first communion in San Giorgio di Valpolicella.
In Valpolicella? Now,
yes. And it was...
You were 7 years old?
No, I was 11.
11?
Yes.
Now,
and I made my first communion then. And that was in June on the Sacred Heart.
The Feast
day.
Of the Sacred Heart in
right.
June.
Yes, I made my first communion alone because the other communion made it in the spring. So after he gave me the lesson, I made it myself. And my
Why
teacher,
did you make it by yourself?
Because I was I had to wait another year. My father said, I want her to know all her prayer now. So I learned all the Latin prayers, and then the priest gave me the, and he said, she can pass. So I went and made my communion. But I have to thank God for having such a wonderful teacher. She not only taught me the prayers and all, but she taught me to love nature and to see what God can do for you. She taught me, it's funny, I never had no religion to marry. Isn't that strange now?
Mm-hmm.
Christ was my lover. After I made my first communion, I used to tell her, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'd go over in church alone. And then I'd go right back in the afternoon. Nobody was in church. I just love it. I just thought I was in heaven. Isn't that funny? And there was a big crucifix in my grandmother's home, in her home when I was home, that I was home on vacation in Italy, northern part. I remember they had a big crucifix right near the altar. Now they remade the whole darn thing like it used to be because that church is over 800 years. It venerated the star and the moon. And they turned it around when they made the Catholic Church, which I have at home, the whole history of it, where the front was the back and the back was the front. And there's still some of the old people that was buried there. It's still there. And you ask him, he knows what kind of a place it is. It's a beautiful
church. Yeah, the altar has actually the grooves in it where they did the sacrificial lamb and the blood would run off. It was a pagan church.
It was a pagan church.
We saw this church.
In her little town.
San Giorgio.
And it's all marble. Marble work. My cousin, they were all in artists. All in marble. He showed you some of the marble. He said, we can't do this artist anymore. Now what we do is floors window and steps, and that's it. He says nothing else.
Now, you remember your first communion.
Yeah, my first communion.
Now, tell me what you wore that day.
My first meeting, I was all in white.
And you have a veil on your hair?
Yes. And I remember my mother took me over in 1907, and I made my confirmation. Because if you take notice, you have your christening in Italy, confirmation, then comes communion, then matrimony.
Yeah.
And they're all in line.
You had your confirmation before.
Yes. Over there, they confirm you before your communion.
Oh.
And I was 7 years old, and I was confirmed in Verona, at the Cathedral of Verona, and my godmother was a rich person there because she had a big villa. My father was rented a villa not very far from them,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to be my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother had a boy, as a godfather.
Yeah.
And they took us with buggy and horse. My father used to have a horse and buggy that would go like lightning.
Four wheels?
Oh, yeah. No, only two.
Two wheels.
Run. And they took us with the four wheel, you know, they had the way, and they took us over to the cathedral, and
mm-hmm.
we got confirmed. And when we were confirmed, she bought me a box of it was a silver box with all candies in, confetti it was, and then she gave me a silver watch with the chain. Can you imagine? So I'm 7 years old.
Another woman, though.
You know,
they
friends
just had
of the family.
A local woman or someone they knew.
No, they knew him. He said, I'd like to be her godmother of your daughter. So that's how it was. So anyhow, sorry, honey, I'm getting warm. Now, that was 7 years old. See, every trip I take, my mother always tried to put me in school. She always tried, she wanted me to learn. She knew that she was going to die, the poor soul. You know.
Her mother died.
Mother?
Tell when your
mother died.
Died.
My mother died
when
I was 11.
You were 11?
Before.
Shut the door a little bit.
Why did she die when you were 11?
They were treating her here in Pennsylvania as malaria fever. Can you imagine Pennsylvania having malaria fever? You know, at that time, the doctors, they used to become doctor by correspondence.
Courses.
Yeah, you take you send $2 and they send you the certificate.
Right, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, my poor mother, my father, he was in business then, and he just took me over there, and he said, we only have one daughter, let's send her to school, you know.
Now, wait a minute, you were in Italy, though.
No, I was here in America.
In
then.
11?
Oh, I came here when I was two.
Oh, I'm not even two years old.
Oh, I see. When I came here.
And your mother was here.
My father was here, and then my mother came. She called for her.
But she went back to Italy for
different time, yeah. And every
time
I go, she always tried to put me to school there, you know.
But you went back for your confirmation?
Yes. And then I went back there to go to a finishing school when I was 11.
It sounds like you were on the ocean a lot.
That's what, I did. I made a lot of trips.
On the ocean?
Oh, yes.
From the age of 2 on.
From 7 on.
What kind of...
I made trips sometime that, honest to God, you wonder how I got here.
I wonder how... What type of airplane did you take?
No plane at all. It was just boat.
What kind of boat?
There was no plane at that time, dear.
You
got a boat in New York, do you remember?
No, Savoya.
Where did you leave from here?
New York.
New York?
Yeah. And when my mother came over there to meet me, which I was there at school at that time, and my mother came over alone, and she said, now listen, you don't want to sacrifice your business, sell it with your time, and forget about it. If I go over there, I'll never come back again, she says. So when she got to New York, there was a mix-up, I don't know what it was. And so the poor woman, she says, I'm going with Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. You don't have to worry. But she wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't feeling well for a whole year or more.
How old was she then?
She was 36 going on 37.
Oh, my goodness.
She died of tuberculosis.
Oh, my goodness.
Tuberculosis, she died.
Mm, thank you.
And then when she got over home, we picked her up with the buggy and horse, but grandmother went down to pick her up.
At the pier?
Yeah, no, she went to Verona. She didn't call until Verona. She called, I'm here, and pick me up at home. I'll be there at the station. She didn't even undress for fear she wouldn't be able to get up, my mother told me. After that.
Mm-hmm.
And when she saw her mother and her brothers and all in the same home, you know, that they were, well, she said, see, I can walk now. I'm going to get well. Now my husband will come home. His name was Giacomo. He'll come here. He said, we can start a business here. And mother, you can have the best meat you ever had. Because he used to be in a butcher shop, restaurant,
yeah,
and all kinds
yeah,
of that kind
yeah.
of a job he had here. He said, you'll have the best meat. You won't have to worry about nothing now. And the poor soul, when my grandmother sent for this specialist from Verona, he came out to examine her. He said, if we had this girl 6 months ago, we could have saved her with one lung. The others have gone. So she has only 15 days to live, if she lives that long. In 15 days
and
she died.
She's only 36 years of age.
Uh-huh. See, they were treating her with malaria fever. How can you get malaria fever in Pennsylvania? Tell me. You know we don't have any bad air here at that time. What's the matter with them?
And she had TV.
I remember that I was about...
You know, when I was a kid, a lot of people, when I was, you know, I'm an old man now, but when I was a kid, there were a lot of people dying of consumption and TB.
Right.
They had no cure. Today, Bill, they have a cure.
They have a cure. You don't have to go to the mountain anymore.
You don't go to the mountains. They don't have what's that place, Lake Saranac?
They have them everywhere, anymore. Yeah.
And yet when Bill was in Naples, he was turning a lot of people back because they had TB.
Yeah.
Even then.
You'd be surprised.
People from southern part of Italy.
But what do they treat them with now?
Well, they had the treatment, but they here we were treating them, but over there they weren't, you know.
It does.
So they were dying over there of consumption, and the United States didn't want them. Yeah.
So I remember that I was on top of this here place. You saw that thing they have outside of marble, it's rough marble.
At the church?
No, at the home.
Oh, at the home.
Underneath, she had a laundry underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down there when he was outside talking to my grandmother when I heard that. 15 days, I said, what does he know? My mother didn't live. You know, to me, I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
You were only 11 then.
Yeah, it's been 11. And here she was up there, you know, she looked so good, and I was sitting with her, you know, one day. And, you know, I used to dance with her when we were 6-year-old and 5-year-old. She was a wonderful dancer. I think she'd stay without even eating, but
she'd
dance.
She'd dance.
You know?
Yeah.
And I danced with her. And my uncle all danced with me over there. My aunt and all of them had an inn, like, you know, over there. That they had, and they were playing this music, and I was there with her, and grandmother was out, grandfather went out, because that was the Sunday, you know, and they were playing and dancing over there, and she could hear the music, and there she was thumping her hand. She says, I mean, if you and I would be over there, we'd show them how to dance, don't you think so? She said to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, that's right, I said to her, you know, but I was keeping her company, the poor thing, and she died 3 days after that.
Well, you remember all of those ocean crossings
yourself? I remember making one crossing.
Did you go to Genoa or?
No, most of them we went to Genoa and some to Naples.
And some to Naples.
Yeah. I remember making a crossing with my father in 1911 that when we got back here in the United States, we didn't even have the smokestack. We didn't have no boats left. It was just like a clean boat.
The
we got into a hurricane. A hurricane. They didn't tell you then. See, like we have noticed now that they tell you of a hurricane. Everything was gone.
But
nothing.
The ship went through anyway.
Yes, went through. Believe it or not. And he was worried. He says the captain, he even was working himself. He told me this afterwards. He said, you know, he said, because I didn't see my father, I was wondering, I was holding on to the bed, and everybody was falling out, know, it was terrible. And he just couldn't understand, so I finally came, he said, you know the thing that keeps the thing balanced, there's a thing that weight,
what do you call it?
Gyroscope.
That thing was broken.
Yeah.
So the thing could have went around like this in the water. Everything's closed, you never could go out, they locked you in.
Yeah.
And we had a bad trip with Dad and I in 1927, you remember Dad?
What ship was that? Savoy?
No, that was a better
Christopher
ship.
Christopher Colombo.
No. What was that?
What boat was that?
Conteroso.
Conteroso.
Nice. That's it.
Italian line.
Mm-hmm. We went on that.
From Genoa to New York.
Yeah, we went to, we went to Naples that time.
Naples?
Naples.
And we had the two children because my father left New England telling us that he had a change of air would do him good. They want to operate on me. I said, why don't you come here to Baltimore and find out what you got? Here he had the sarcoma under the tissue of the brain.
Yeah.
See? He died of that. So, you know, when I had a new doctor, Dr. William, I said, well, doctor, I said, my father and mother died of the two worst diseases we have in the world. And he said, what are they? I said, well, one was cancer and the other was TB. So every time he'd see me after that, he says, well, what is it, cancer now or TB?
Well, you came across in 27, there was a bad storm.
Oh, yes, with him and the two children. I had the woman up there to go up to eat. They had to put wet napkins under my chair so we won't slide. It wasn't this kind of a, this is what makes you sick, you know.
Yeah.
It was this way, laying down. And that was a different kind of a boat. What was the name of that boat? There's a name to it. It'll come to me. But it was narrow and long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these here sailors, he says, you know, he says, I'm afraid this darn thing's going to lay in it. Lay down on the side, you know. I said, don't tell me that, please. Nobody could move. We hold on step by step to go up to eat. And when the band was playing, you know, they only play while it was level. Then when we went down there, everybody said, hell, hell, the gang's all here, they start singing, you know. Some was crying, some was laughing. And, so I went down and you'd lay on this side, you find yourself on this side. Oh, it was awful. It was terrible. I went through a lot of bad
crossing.
Yeah. One crossing, I remember that I even caught lice on the boat.
Caught lice on the boat.
She said it would have been after the
Titanic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom, poor soul, she put kerosene on my head. I thought she was going to burn my brains out.
Why did she put kerosene on your head?
To kill the ice and kill the lint.
I mean, on
the boat. On the boat, I got it. I was there with my daddy. I went over there, you know, to see an eye.
Oh, I heard about things like that.
And I said, and I was scratching. He said, what are you scratching? I said, I don't know. I said, but I got itchy on my head. I said, what is this under my nail? My God, he said, that looks like a bug to me. He never saw one. I said, I don't know what it is. What do you think it is? So I told my grandmother, I said, you know, I said, I found a bug on my head. So she looked at me, she said, you know, you got your head full of lice. Oh, I said, then, I said, what am I going to do?